Hi everyone, this is Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the news from the Marshall Islands Journal's August 17, 2018 edition. Majuro Atoll Waste Company launched its new recycling program Friday, which will see cash payouts for deliveries of cans, glass drinking bottles and PET plastic bottles. President Hilda Heine led a delegation of VIBs to the ceremony that showed off Mork's new recycling equipment. General Manager Joelit Tebon has now renamed Mork employees. They are henceforth to be called the Waste Warriors. In international news, Majuro and Kauai Town in Japan are reactivating their sister city ties after a 10-year gap. This was the outcome of a meeting between visiting Japan Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Iwao Ho'ii and Majuro Mayor Laddie Jack. Also in world news, RMI Ambassador to the US, Gerald Zacchius, is helping to organize a meeting between the three freely associated states' presidents and US President Donald Trump. Zacchius said the proposed visit is still on the table, but that he and the FSM and Palau ambassadors in Washington are continuing to pursue it. The Runa Dome, a nuclear waste storage facility at Eniwetok Atoll, is now the canvas for a huge piece of graffiti. Earlier this year, some visitors to the dome spray-painted a message to the United States. Alongside a nuclear logo are the words, "Property of the USA government. Please return to sender." There's lots more news in this week's Marshall Islands Journal. Subscribe to the digital version by going to the website, marshallislandsjournal.com, and clicking on the PayPal button.